broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for December 30th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour 2 of 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, it's a freedom-loving, fantastic Friday. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. And boy, do we got our work cut out for us. Kirk Crosby's, of course, with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. We also got the good sheriff on the line with us, Sheriff Richard Mack. Welcome back, my brother.
Thank you so much, Sam. It's great to be with you this last Friday and last show of 2016.
Yes, indeed, my friend. Now, there's a lot going on. We talked last hour with Mike Noel, Utah State Legislature. We talked about the Republicans are going ballistic because of Barack's designation of two monuments, one in the state of Utah and one in the state of Nevada. Republicans say that Obama used egregious lies to justify new national monuments, Daily Caller. Utah Republican Rep. Rob Bishop, who chairs the House Committee and oversees public land issues, says the administration perpetrated two egregious lies in its announcement of these two monuments. Now, even Orrin Hatch is saying how egregious and abusive and hostile it is. That's something to say. I never agree with Hatch on anything, but he's right this time. My headline, Obama unconstitutionally designates two new national monuments in Utah and Nevada, 1.65 million acres, using his powers under the so-called 1906 Antiquities Act to steal the land from the states. And Barack is so out of control, he's designated more than 265 million acres of land, called them national monuments, more than any other president in the United States. And then the Republicans already melt down and lose the argument by falsely claiming that President Donald Trump cannot undo these designations. Now, that's a lie.
Why does anybody say that? I keep hearing that, too.
Because they don't understand the proper role of government, sir, and they don't understand the checks and balances, and they simply don't understand their authority. You don't have authority unless you understand it and have the ability to exert it, right?
Well, if...
Or assert it, sorry.
If some dictator can declare it, then another, quote, dictator could undo it. I mean, I don't get that at all. And for...
Yeah, but if you're for the destruction of America and you want to create global government and you concede the argument, then, you know, you almost take the wind out of the sails of those who could get something done, right?
I guess so. I mean,
it's that simple.
Bishop and Hatch and Chaffetz and the rest of them ought to get going and get the president to undo it or pass a law in Congress. Change the Antiquities Act, okay? Change it.
Just shut that cursed piece of legislation that's haunted us for 100 years down.
Yeah.
That's what you do. Yeah. And on the state level, though, on the state level, you just simply say that's not happening in our state. You don't have any constitutional authority. Therefore, it's null and void. If you come into our county trying to play games on this, our sheriffs will arrest you. We got the backing of the Utah State Legislature and the governor. But in order to do that, sir, you got to get off the government dole.
Well, and get off your butt. And man, oh, man. And this is the most... I still just laugh. Because if not, I'd get too frustrated. But I laugh at this president claiming that he's the most transparent president in history, and also that he's had no, mind you, scandals since he's been in office. We probably ought to review all the Obama scandals since day one.
Oh, man, that'll take us hours. We'll have to create another show for that.
I was going to say, but we don't have enough time on your show. We'd have to spend about 10 hours on that alone.
Yeah, amen to that. All right, I want to cover a couple of interesting things about Donald Trump, but I wanted to just kind of articulate the last hour to you and let you know kind of what we're working on. We are working on changing the game. Now, Donald Trump said something interesting. He said, my administration will follow two simple rules. One, buy American, and two, hire American. Now, that's an incredible statement that could really change the reality, economically speaking, for America. Do you think he can really follow through on this? Buy American and hire Americans? I think it's an incredible goal, but I think it's going to be hard to get done. First you, Sheriff, then Kurt.
Well, I'm not sure quite what it means, Sam, and that's, let me say why. Does that mean we don't have any more Japanese-made automobiles in America? Or we just put GM vehicles first and Ford vehicles first? And, you know, Ford hasn't exactly been USA-friendly. And so I'm not sure what he means by it, and I would have to take a stronger look at that. That he does have a goal to put America first, that seems already like it's happening. He has already saved close to 10,000 jobs or brought 10,000 jobs back, either save them or brought them back, and he's not even president yet. So you have to give him an A-plus for that part of his goal in bringing jobs to America. And so, but how he intends to just hire Americans first and to buy American products first, I'm not sure quite what he means, and I'd have to get more explanation on that.
Kurt, what do you think? I think it's a great idea, but I don't see how you can buy American when we don't make anything. I'm not saying there's nothing we make. I'm just saying we got a real problem there, right?
Yeah, and that's, it's taken a lot of years to create the mess, and I'm sure that it's not going to be fixed overnight, but I can tell you this, when you see moves like, for example, Sprint and, these other companies saying, hey, what was the other one, the photovoltaic or the solar stuff that cruised back to or are planning to move back to, what was it, New York or Pennsylvania, somewhere in there. When you see the, I guess you could say the move of lower regulations, less taxes, less onerous, government interference in these companies, then they react and move things where they're going to be more profitable, I think.
Amen to that. Now, a piece of good news, Ted Cruz is working on abolishing the United Nations, and I commend him for that. Time to defund the United Nations, latest email from Ted Cruz's camp, and I support that completely. However, interestingly enough, I got an emergency survey, and I took it, and I thought it was fascinating, and I thought I'd have you guys take it. What I did is I copied the survey, and we'll talk about it. But help Donald Trump and Mike Pence make America great again, quote, urgent opinion survey for their first 100 days. There's like 8 questions, and each question has a question or a statement, if you will, and then the choices are high priority, medium priority, low priority, not even necessary. All right? So you got high priority, medium, low priority, and not necessary for these questions, okay? And I'll tell you how I answered after. We'll go Kurt answers and then Richard answers. I really want to get your opinions on this because this is, if what Donald and crew are saying or these people that are doing the poll, this might guide the 100 days. If we all three weigh in, nationally speaking, hopefully it can influence things. Number one, repeal and replace Obamacare. Sheriff?
That's number one?
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it number one, but I would like to have it repealed completely. I'm really worried about this replacing thing.
So high priority, medium priority, low priority, not necessary.
It I would place it high priority, but there's probably 10 other things I would like to see above.
I completely agree. I'm just telling you what it is. And I don't know that that's number one, meaning that these eight items are in order by importance, or if they're just saying these items are the top eight we're talking about. They didn't say that.
But, yeah, I'd still go high priority on that one.
Kurt?
I'd agree with Sheriff Mack.
All right, I put high priority also. In my opinion, you got to get that done yesterday. Number one, it's one of the promises you made to the people. And number two, talk about taking the boot off the neck of the American finances. All right, quick pause. We'll come back. Number two in seconds. We're taking a survey. What y'all think in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
The good Sheriff Richard Mack, Kurt Cosby, and Sam Bushman breaking it down just for you. Help Donald Trump and Mike Pence make America great again? Urgent public opinion survey for the first 100 days. They got eight items on it. I don't know that the eight items they pick I would pick, although I might pick partially some of them. But they say, you know, is this, you know, top priority, medium, low, or, you know what, doesn't even need to happen. One, repeal and replace Obamacare. Sam, Kurt, and Richard, all three say high priority, but it's not the top priority. Number two, begin construction of Mexican border wall. Kurt?
Well, you go here, you look at basically what has he promised to do. And
that's right.
It's one of the most important things that he's brought up. You know, so many of the other guys have just talked about it over the years. They pass laws about it, never get it done. You know, I think that's got to be done. I wouldn't put it as like, hey, as soon as you swear in, you go down there and start putting up, you know, bricks. But I would certainly not put it off on the back burner.
So where's
like,
the priority?
Well, we'll
high
get
priority?
It done last.
Low
yeah,
priority?
I would say high.
All right, Sheriff?
Well, I would advise Mr. Trump that he's got a higher priority as far as security goes, and that is the thousands and thousands of international terrorists that have already entered.
By the way, we'll get there in the next questions.
Well, but that's part of this, because his priority is to secure the border, but it's kind of like shutting the gate after the horses got out. Now, yes, we do need to secure the border. And as far as national security and doing something about that making our country safer, and as far as a campaign promise, then it's a high priority.
All right. Agreed on all counts, by the way. And you bring up a wise point that will be in one of the later questions. These questions don't seem to be really in the best order to me, and I don't know if they're what their priorities are. But anyway, number three, renegotiate all-American job-killing foreign trade deals. Kurt? You got to keep your
well,
mic on, Kurt, and go.
I have to think about it before I just go spouting off. I'm a slower thinker than you, Sam. I mean,
oh,
I just
I
can't.
Know. Go.
You know, and plus you've already got the questions. You know,
I know.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, when I say renegotiate, NAFTA, GATT, so many of these things, man, I'll tell you what, just a boatload of mess there.
No question.
And, you know, they need to be high priority. I think they're being done almost as we speak, simply by just saying, look, if you guys do that, we're going to put a tariff on you. And those companies are responding, I think, pretty quickly. So I put it as a high priority, certainly.
Sheriff?
Yeah, I'd say the same. It's part of what has destroyed our country, and that definitely needs to happen. I'd say it's on the lower scale of top priority.
All right. So you'd say a medium priority?
No, still a top priority.
All right, good. Top priority is what I put for those also. Number four, create a new job-producing infrastructure, quote, improvement plan. Kurt?
You know, when it comes to that, it all depends on what you're talking about. The real definition's there. But in my opinion, most of this whole infrastructure thing, you know, that needs to be states and counties and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And imagine if the federal government just didn't suck up so much of the, you know, all those tax dollars, and they were left to the people and or to the states and counties, you know, I believe those people that just take care of their needs as they see them just fine. I mean, people don't want to have bad roads, or they don't want to have lousy sewer systems or whatever. The federal government, as far as infrastructure, I mean, I'd have a hard time finding that in the Constitution.
Amen.
Now, I know it talks about post roads or, you know, some of those things like that, but there's a really limited role for them in this.
Amen.
Great,
so where do you
area,
put it?
I think
not necessarily low, medium, high priority.
I'd put it. I guess you could almost say not necessary.
Amen. Now, that's what I put.
You know, I just would go there. Probably.
All right, Sheriff. What do you say?
Now, what was the category again?
Well, there's high priority, medium priority, low priority.
The subject.
Oh, the subject. Sorry. Create a quote new job producing.
Oh yeah, infrastructure.
Infrastructure improvement plan.
If that means get the government the hell out of the way, then
no, sir. That's not what it means.
Yeah, then I'm going to go medium priority,
and I'm going to say not necessary at all. And I'm going to use a couple of key words to make my point. Create a new job producing. The government has no business in job producing. Okay. Right. There might be jobs that are proper role of government necessary. I get it. But you're not out to produce jobs. You're just out to limitedly run the proper role of government. I agree it takes some people. But job producing, that's one scary word. And then infrastructure improvement plan. I agree we got to care for our infrastructure. Okay. And I agree there's a limited role for the federal government to play in that, as Kurt Wisely pointed out. However, infrastructure improvement plan, what does that mean? Does that mean the government will just make everything pristine for you? It's not the intention of the founding fathers. So I wrote not necessary on that one, and it's an unequivocal not necessary. And Kurt's right. The states should take the lead in this. The federal government should decrease the costs to the states and decrease the size and scope of the government. So I would really be careful when Donald wants to play a role in that, and I would say, Donald, don't do it. Get out of it. You don't want to be a socialist man building a fascist state. You don't want to do it. All right. Number five, cancel the countless billions in foreign aid and United Nations payments and use that money at home. Kurt?
Well, I think this you got to do in a heartbeat. And although use that money at home, here's the way I'd use that money at home, and that is you lower the taxes and let the people keep their money, and let them perform the acts of charity that government sucked up over the years. People can do private acts of charity, not government acts of charity, and that's...
Amen to that. So that phrasing scares me. I agree with cancel the countless billions in foreign aid and UN payments. But when you say use that money at home, we need to be very careful. If it's constitutionally used, I support it. If it's not, I reject it. And Kurt's right. We need to reduce the burden of government on the people. Sheriff?
Well, if it includes getting us out of the UN, he's talking about stopping all payments to the UN, I believe that's a top priority. Switching that to increase the welfare state in America, then I'm absolutely against that. And so, you're right about your concerns. But to stop paying foreign aid to all these ridiculous countries, one, that could pay for the wall that is going up along the Mexican border. And two, though I want to be very careful about where he's going to say, okay, but we can spend it on welfare programs. The federal government has no authority to be involved in that.
Amen to that. I'm going to go to the sheriff next and give him a turn to go first for a change. Number six, start removing the illegal immigrants with criminal histories.
So deport all felonious illegal immigrants?
No, hold on. Start removing the illegal immigrants with criminal history. Now, I say that because we got to take the survey as they word it. I agree with your wording 1,000 times more is the point that I'm trying to distinguish.
Right.
So you got to answer that question based on this idea here. About the wording they're using. And that's really telltale in my mind to where they're going here. We'll talk about it more in seconds. We got to get an answer. What priority was number five? And then we'll get to six in seconds on your radio.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Facing the prospect of a lengthy prison term and under relentless pressure from prosecutors who imposed an artificial deadline, Ryan Payne offered a guilty plea on conspiracy charges arising from last winter's protest occupation of Oregon's Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. The opportunistic prosecutors bullied Payne into entering the plea even before they had submitted a summary of the facts regarding the charge to which he was admitting guilt. He had also been told that the plea would be part of a global offer involving a separate set of charges arising from the April 2014 standoff in Bunkerville, Nevada. That trial, which will involve many of the same defendants from the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge case, is scheduled to begin early next year. Predictably, the prosecution welched on that part of the deal. As the trial of his fellow protesters progressed, Payne filed a motion to withdraw his plea. This was done before that trial ended in the acquittal of the defendants on all conspiracy-related charges. U.S. District Judge Anna J. Brown has rejected Payne's motion, dismissing it as a specimen of buyer's remorse. Using the judge's metaphor, a more apt description would be consumer fraud on the part of the prosecution. Payne was manipulated into signing a blank check in a transaction that amounted to a prosecutorial bait and switch. He was hardly the first and will not be the last defendant who is the victim of this type of prosecutorial subterfuge. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, we're taking a survey about the first 100 days for Donald Trump administration, ladies and gentlemen. Number five, cancel the countless billions in foreign aid and UN payments and use that money at home. I said it was a top high priority. And I'm concerned about how they might use the money at home, but even if they use it wrongfully, at least it would get us out of foreign entanglements and the hegemony viewpoint that the nations have about America. At least we can quit playing the world's cop and avoid the blowback that Ron Paul speaks of so eloquently. And even if they use the money wrongly at home, it would be better than what's being done now. So I said high priority, although I would like to really have a say in how that money's used at home. Sheriff, your thoughts?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I've been saying for decades that we need to stop all the ridiculous foreign aid payments that we make. It's just friendship fees. We pay a lot of that money to countries who are not friendly with us and do not support us at the UN. And so it's ridiculous money. And for us to be paying 25% of all monies that are used by the United Nations is likewise illegal, unlawful, and a destruction of national sovereignty and security.
Not to mention unjust and immoral, sir.
Totally, yeah. We could go on and on and on about the dangers of the United Nations, but suffice it to say it should not be in the United States, and we should not be a member. Ever since we've been a member, we've been entangled in foreign wars and foreign problems almost daily.
All right, number six, we teased you about it before the break.
Right.
Start removing the illegal immigrants with criminal histories. Now, remember, this is the first 100 days, so I agree more with your statement, Sheriff, that, hey, let's round them up and remove them, but we're talking about the first 100 days.
Some of that, when you're talking about national security again, some of them are here really have infiltrated our country to commit more crimes. They are very dangerous people, some of them. And, is it the top priority for the first 100 days? I would say medium priority, but needs to be done. And especially if you look at the ones who, again, I'm going to go off on subject a little bit, to get the terrorists who have entered our country, that is a top priority.
I agree, and I think that the terrorists, it would start with a lot of criminal backgrounds and behaviors, but there is somewhat of a distinction. But I would say start removing them, yes, because one of his biggest promises was he was going to get rid of illegal aliens in America, and the criminal ones are the ones that we're worried about the most. I think that's where we start for sure, but he's got to start to take action so people know that he's serious about it, and I think just by the initial action, it will start accountability in the right direction. Kurt, your thoughts on this one? Six.
I don't know that I'd disagree with anything that's been said. You know, they're just, man, you know, it's just there's so much much target here. They look in every direction.
No doubt.
You know, and so I don't know.
I think one thing to add there is that we've got to be careful about what that would look like for the federal police to be going after people. And that worries me a little bit, too. A national strike force.
In my opinion, we wouldn't need a national strike force. What we would do is we'd have to work with the states and the county folks to have a support there from the Border Patrol agents and some of those things, immigration, with local cooperation and involvement. You got to have a check and balance there, and you got to have accountability. So we support it. We just need to be very careful how it goes down. And by the way, there's not eight questions. There's seven.
The sheriffs. You know, can do a lot of that. Spot on.
Okay, number seven, last question. Appoint a new Supreme Court justice to protect and to preserve the Constitution. Kurt, you're first this one.
Say it one more time. Can you read it one more time?
Yes, sir. Appoint a Supreme Court justice to preserve and to protect the Constitution.
Appoint a Supreme Court justice, maybe like a really good guy like John.
Supreme Court justice, yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe like a really good guy like John Roberts. You know, who
what,
everybody
lost your
just.
Mind?
Well, all I'm saying is this: that's the stupidity of this idea, at least in my opinion. You know, if you get a perfect guy like a Judge Roy Moore, hey, I'd almost be for that. My problem is, what happens if you get a bad guy?
Well, we got a vacancy on the court, and so it's got to be filled at some point. The question is, who's to fill it, and who will they put there? And your point is
wisely pointed out. Yeah, but this whole new role—the whole new role of the one guy—you know, that's like, you know, one more king.
Well, I don't know what you mean by a new role. They're just talking about adding a Supreme Court justice. Should that be in his
okay.
first 100
days? Thought they said appoint one for what did I thought
no,
the phrase.
It says this. Appoint a new Supreme Court justice to protect and to preserve the Constitution. In other words,
yeah.
Hey,
so if his job was to, every one of them should be to protect and preserve the Constitution.
Well, that's right.
But
yes.
If this, I thought you meant this was a
no,
new
he doesn't
guy
have special
who had
powers.
This,
it's just hey.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a vacancy on the court. Put somebody in there now. A good guy that'll actually protect and defend the
Judge
Constitution.
Judge Roy Moore would be great.
Judge Roy Moore, I'd support 1,000%. Sheriff, your thoughts?
Well, it's not going to be Roy Moore, so we don't need to speculate on that. It's not going to happen.
We can still point out the ideal. And
well,
who
he was
vote for.
Alabama's chief justice. Why wouldn't he be okay for, you know, the Supreme Court?
Well, he would be fantastic. I'm all for it, but it's not going to happen. You know, but the thing of it is, I would even go with a Mike Lee. Mike Lee knows the Constitution. He is quite conservative. I believe that once unleashed, where he didn't have to worry about any politics, that he would be really good. I really believe he's a good
person. I think you're right. And Mike Lee has a brother that would do quite well, too. What's his name, Kurt? Do you have that handy? Oh, man.
It's not Bob Lee. But anyway, I don't
Lee's
know.
Bob Lee's a talk show host from years ago. Come on.
I know. But the bottom line is, I don't understand why both of you don't just go ahead and say, look, let's go for the best, you know, the gusto. You got Judge Roy Moore
has
basically.
I said 1,000%.
Is Bork still around? Where's Bork? Is he too old now?
Well, I don't know. He's been Borked a long time ago. But, you know, at least to me, Judge Roy Moore has shown his.
Lee, by the way, his brother.
Okay, yeah, okay. Well, anyway, he's shown his true colors by standing up over and over and over. I, you know, if he's not a Supreme Court justice, I think he'll be governor of Alabama.
Well, I hope he's one or the other at some point, both. He is a phenomenal gentleman. We support him 1,000%, and I hope for the best on that. Now, I think that's a top priority issue, to get a new Supreme Court justice that will stand for liberty without question. And I would say that's one of the most important priorities of all seven that I've seen from these guys, just because I believe that can move forward with the pro-life agenda as well, which we really need to start to change the game on. I mentioned that the most important thing that Donald Trump could do in his whole administration would be to really stand hard on the pro-life issue. Because if we're going to be murdering babies, wholesale murder of babies, backed by and funded by our government, and the whole purpose of government is to preserve and to protect life, we got a crisis on our hands until we solve that. And you know what? We're not going to be a moral people if we're murdering the most innocent among us. All right? And so I believe that's one of the most critical issues. Now, they asked the questions, and they controlled the wording. And the wording was very telling, in my opinion. However, now I want to just say, what would be your top one or two or three things that need to be done in the first 100 days, Sheriff? Number one, in my mind, get a pro-life Supreme Court justice appointed to the court immediately. And I don't mean a partially pro-life. I mean one that'll absolutely take this to the bank. That's number one, in my opinion. Number two, in my opinion, would be to shut down some departments in government completely. And I'm talking about the Education Department, the Endowment for the Arts, some of those things that we really don't need at all. And I would say shut down the foreign aid big time. Those are probably the top three priorities that I would take. I agree securing the border is important. That would be important for a national security point of view. But I really think the pro-life issue, the foreign aid, shut down all that money, because that's a lot of money that could be brought to bear for the economy in America, or return to the people or whatever. And I would say pro-life and getting rid of the foreign aid, and then working on honest money, meaning the Federal Reserve, would be my top priorities. What would yours be, Sheriff, and then you, Kurt?
Abolish the Federal Reserve and the IRS. And the federal income tax. And those three all together. And totally agree with you on the pro-life stance. This country cannot continue its horrible, heinous murder of the unborn. If we truly are, as the Declaration of Independence declares, that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, we can no longer be those who are destroying life and think that we're going to be okay in the eyes of God and our Maker and Creator. So, yes, I would put those four equal and do it now.
All right, when we get back, Kurt will have time to think. I know he takes a little bit of time to think, so we'll give him 3 minutes to get that done. And then he'll just bust out and tell you what he thinks on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Then I got an interesting Motab singer that's kind of a defector. We'll tell you about it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable, live.
My sister began smoking because of friends. I don't think any less of her because she smokes, but it's been really hard because I know she could have done better if she hadn't chose to smoke. She's trying to quit actually right now, but it's a really hard process and she's down to a couple of cigarettes a day, so she's doing really good, but it's been a really hard thing in my family actually. It's caused a lot of problems. My sister smoking definitely hurt my parents. I'd come home sometimes, my mom would just be in tears.
Smoking hurts a lot of people, most of whom don't even smoke.
I definitely think my religion has played a role in me not smoking. I'm a Christian, and I believe I'm better because I don't smoke. Smoking hurts your friends, your family. It's not worth it in the long run. And you may not realize it now if you are smoking, but you will.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E, free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so we covered the seven items they had on their first 100 days. You know what? I prioritized them because that's what the survey requested. But I personally think that all of those items are almost second to the items that Sam and the good sheriff, Richard Mack, brought up. Kurt Crosby, to chime in now.
Well, you've got the life situation that's, you know, if you don't protect life of the unborn and the, you know, future women and future men of America, you know, then you're missing out on the fact that God put that in his top 10, you know, and if you don't put it in a very high priority, you're going to be in big trouble. I don't know what else to add besides, I mean, of course, I agree with the Federal Reserve, the income tax. It's a huge list of
I know, but we're talking about the first 100 days, though, so we got to prioritize
some. Yeah, well, 100 days, do you get one done every day? The one thing I do like, apparently we're going to have less presidential balls, which, you know, at least usually we get about 10 presidential balls. They plan about three of them.
Do you mean golfing?
No, we're talking about these events where you go and
by the way, usually
dance
just so
or
you
whatever.
Know, Kurt, they have like 20 presidential balls, just so you know.
Oh, okay. Well, they say they got some, you know, ones that aren't official or whatever, but
yes.
And then they're going to shorten up the parade from like 4 hours or 6 hours to only like an hour and a half. So at least there's some, you know, improvement.
Yeah, and it's a start, and it's exactly what we're after. And I know we may not get everything we want, but I personally think if you change the pro-life issue to where America's actually truly pro-life, and if you change the money issue to where we actually have honest money, I'm not saying that other things don't need to be done, but those almost, in my opinion, pardon the phrase, trump everything else. You get America truly pro-life, and you get America on an honest money standard, and I'm telling you, a lot will solve itself just by those two clear, decisive constitutional actions. But a nation that's pro-death, pro-murder, and a nation that has dishonest money, I don't even see how the nation can even function as it has for so long, to be honest with you. So those are the top priorities that we all three agree on for sure. And none of those, honest money and pro-life, are in the seven we were given. So there you have it. All right, there's a lady by the name of Jan Chamberlain, and she's a singer with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Mormon Tabernacle Choir. And she resigned from the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. She said, quote, "I could never look myself in the mirror if I performed for Trump." Now, I look at that and I kind of think, man, I don't know what she's doing. I think she's making a huge mistake personally. What do you say, Kurt?
Well, she also says, "I only know I could never throw roses for Hitler, and I certainly could never sing for him." I guess she's saying that Trump and Hitler are, you know, just like right together.
I guess so. But either way, Kurt, I could sing for Hitler, though.
Well, I mean, you could sing and try to improve things.
That's the point. The reason that I would sing to Hitler or anybody else in the world is because, look, if I could influence them for good, if I could get them to somehow be touched by God, if I could somehow get them to back away from their evil, I would try, Kurt. Why wouldn't I try that? It's not that I agree with Hitler. It's not that I'm endorsing Hitler. And this, by the way, clearly is not an endorsement of anything. But I would do my best to have a good spirit and a spirit of unity and cooperation and a kinder, gentler viewpoint and heart. I would advocate for that anywhere, at any time, to anyone.
Kurt. And it makes me think of the old deal of, we've been told so many times that, hey, man, the reason I'm not participating in this whole political thing is I don't like wrestling with the hogs. Well, then all you get is the hogs doing the whole thing. You've got to participate or things get worse, in my opinion. And she could certainly stand up and...
I think the whole purpose is to influence for good and to try to reject divisions and create unity and create some hope and dream for America. And hopefully God can touch anybody and give them a kinder heart. I'd never like to be the guy that said this person couldn't be touched by God. I just want to be a tool in his hands to do my part. And, you know, the rest is up to him. What do you say, Sheriff?
Well, Sam, you have children and a wife that sings, and I have a daughter and son who do, and if Mandy were in a choir to sing for Barack Obama or to sing at his inauguration or to sing at his farewell, I would say go do it, you know.
Especially singing at his farewell, I'm just saying.
Would still be an honor to be there at a historical, American historical occasion. It's not an endorsement. The church is not endorsing Trump. The Tabernacle Choir is not endorsing Trump. And I think Sister Chamberlain is a little bit ridiculous. She's obviously a liberal, and I think she's just being really stupid. They're asking the Tabernacle Choir to sing. They're not asking for your endorsement. The church has taken the same stand. The choir can go do that. They've done it for LBJ and Nixon and lots of different presidents who we disagree with. So it really is a performance to enhance patriotism, and that's what she needs to focus on. And to say that, I just really think she's stupid.
Amen to that. By a caller, Pete chimed in, and I would have put him on the air, but we're about out of time, and we've got a little bit to cover. But he said, Sam, you're doing great by getting rid of the Federal Reserve and everything else, but you got to get rid of the National Bar Association, the Attorney Bar Association. And boy, is he spot on that. I agree 1,000%, except for, again, as Kurt Wisely said, we got such a target-rich environment that, man, it's hard to know what to focus on most. But it's a great point, to say the least.
Well, I don't know that we need to get rid of it. I think they could change something there, but we do... We need to just give attorneys more competition. Would you rather have me represent you in a traffic matter or an attorney? We attorneys have a monopoly on law in this country, and that's what we need to stop. I don't think that's necessarily the Bar Association.
Well, and that's why if we abolished the Bar Association and said, look, people can advocate and hire whoever they want to work for them, that would be the way to go for sure. All right, now, Jan Chamberlain, my humble opinion is a little bit goofy, and I pray for her. But I'm telling you, I would influence anybody, and I'd sit down and be willing to talk with anybody, including Hitler. If I could somehow bring the voice of reason to anybody, I'm going to try. It's not that I endorse or agree with anything, but it is that I'm going to try to influence for good wherever I can. And I never want to be choked by my ignorance, ladies and gentlemen. Now, two other quick pieces of information that we got to get to. Obama and other Muslims not welcome at a New Mexico convenience store. Racist signs outrage community. Really quick on this. Sheriff, what do you say to that?
Well, what about the one in Hawaii who said Trump voters can't eat here at this restaurant?
Right. What do you say about them?
People want to put their signs like that up on their doors and try to determine who is a Muslim or some Trump supporter or whatever, Obama. That's just, again, that's stupid, it's bad for business, and it's just stupid.
It is, but I support their right to do it.
Both ways, it's stupid.
Yeah, but if they want to do it, I support their right. This lady can quit
the right to do it.
This lady can quit the choir if you want to put that on your store. You know what? Everybody like me will just not go to the store, and pretty soon it'll go out of business, just like it should.
Yep,
I'm not endorsing it, but I am saying I support their rights to do so.
They do have that right.
Yep. All right. All right. The CSPOA T3 training is coming up January 21st in Maryland. Baltimore. It'll be at the BWI Airport Embassy Suites Hotel. The training the trainer, the T3 training is going to be incredible. CSPOA.org/T3 if you want to sign up. CSPOA.org/T3. And the number 3. I'm telling you right now, we're gearing up for a tremendous event. I just got off the phone with former Sheriff Jeff Christopher, and he said he put out the word to a bunch of his friends. He sent it out to about 100 personal people, and about 25 responded back with serious, they're interested. So we got a lot cooking, folks. There's not that many seats available. We got to have you sign up now. CSPOA.org/T3. You get a chance to meet Kirk Crosby if you go. I'm just telling you right now. So there you have that. Any final word on the training, Sheriff?
And if you can't go, and some other people have said they want to donate to make sure it happens, to get some sheriffs and other people there, great, do that. We'd love anybody close by to also sign up for it. It's some of the best training offered anywhere in the United States.
All right, we're going to be talking about the New Year's resolutions. We're going to be live on Monday, which will be January the 2nd. And we'll talk about New Year's resolutions and a whole lot more then. But any final parting shot for the new year for folks, Sheriff, and then Kurt?
I do have one. That is, I want to express my gratitude for the many years that I knew Lavelle Edwards. I'm sorry his passing, and I extend a heartfelt sympathy to his family. He was a great man. He influenced my life. I knew him well. Lavelle Edwards died, I think, yesterday, and as a great man.
Kurt, 20 seconds, sir.
God bless America, man, I'll tell you what, and let's make America and the world great again.
Folks, we can get it done. We really can. It's going to take a lot of work, but we shall never give up hope, ladies and gentlemen. That's our New Year's resolution every year for our whole lives, by the way. The T3 training, ladies and gentlemen, CSPOA. Be there in D.C. if you can. CSPOA.org/T3. Sheriff, thank you, sir. Happy New Year.
God bless you, everybody.
Kurt?
Happy New Year. Yeah, that's the good stuff, Sam. And right. Good work.
Kurt Crosby's going to take on the honey Nazis like never before next year, by the way.
Sweet.
Amen. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.